Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Pinagtagpo ng kasaysayan, pagkain, visual storytelling at kalakalan ang Rooted and Rising Forum na ginanap sa 5 buildings sa Parramatta nitong 27 ng Hunyo bilang bahagi ng PhiloFOMO Fest 2026. Pinangunahan ito ng Filipino Food Movement Australia. Tinalakay sa forum kung paanong patuloy na pinangangalagaan at pinayayabong ng Filipino-Australian community ang kanilang kultura, pagkain at identity sa Australia. Para sa historian at abogado na si Dr. Hill Tabocanon, na nagtuturo rin sa Macquarie University School of Law, mahalagang balikan ang kasaysayan ng mga Manila men. Sila ang mga Pilipinong mandaragat at pearl divers na nagtrabaho sa hilagang bahagi ng Australia noong 19th na siglo. Ayon pa kay Dr. Tabocanon, marami sa kanila ang nagsagawa ng mapanganib na pearl diving at kalaunan ay nanirahan sa mga lugar gaya ng Broome at Thursday Island.
Eventually, we form a new subculture here, and there's no going back. They're still going back probably, but it's a whole new experience being here and in Australia. And the same happened with the early Filipinos. They married, they integrated, and they prospered.
Aniya, ang pag-alala sa kanilang kasaysayan ay mahalagang bahagi ng pag-unawa sa pagkakakilala ng mga Pilipino sa Australia. Tinalakay naman ni Magnolia Mags King, isang batikang photo editor at media mentor, ang kahalagahan ng visual storytelling sa pagpapakita ng mas malalim at mas makatotohan ang kwento ng mga Pilipino. Ayon kay King, may kapangyarihan ang mga larawan na lampasan ang language barrier, hamunin ang stereotypes at ipakita ang dignidad at iba't ibang karanasan ng Filipino diaspora. Nagsilbi siyang managing photo editor ng The Sydney Morning Herald sa loob ng 12 taon at tumanggap ng prestihiyosong Walkley Award noong 2022. Sa kanyang naging talumpati, kinilala rin niya ang mga Pilipinong photojournalist na nagbigay ng mahalagang ambag sa pandaigdigang pamamahayag.
With the theme Rooted and Rising, I can see how visual storytelling plays a role in our journey to discovering who we are as people and our place in the world. The Filipino diaspora is rooted in a culture that has lived through hundreds of years of colonization, through adversity and oppression. We are scattered across the world, across a diverse range of industries. Our work ethic, celebrated in medicine, entertainment, sports, maritime, hospitality, the arts, the list goes on. What is evident universally is our deep sense of responsibility, and I'm not going to cry, this always gets me, of pride and a yearning for future generations to have better, to do better, to prosper. Filipinos adapt and integrate with global communities with ease, and through our family values, our traditions, our cuisine, our spiritual beliefs, we retain a sense of pride and continually rise as people who have a deep sense of self. In 2026, there seems to be more Filipino visibility. From Ube to Olivia Rodrigo, we seem to be having a moment. From TikTok to films, there are more Filipino representations, more visible role models for younger generations to look up to. I was particularly proud when Autumn Cheyenne Doral Arcapao, who is half Filipino, won the Oscar for Best Cinematography for her work in Sinners, becoming the first woman, first Black person, and first Filipina to win in that category. So that was quite a moment.
Sa usapin naman ng kalakalan, ibinahagi ni Commercial Consul Emmanuel Ang ng Philippine Trade and Investment Center Sydney ang mga hakbang upang mapalawak pa ang presensya ng mga produktong Pilipino sa Australia. Ayon sa kanya, bagamat matagal nang makikita ang mga produktong Pilipino sa mga Asian grocery, malaki pa ang potensyal ng mga ito na makapasok sa mga pangunahing supermarket tulad ng Coles at Woolworths, gayon din sa hospitality at food manufacturing sectors.
It's a pleasure to join this group, like-minded group who is very passionate, who shares a passion and appreciation for Philippine food, and also have this desire to try to promote it better, make it more available, and introduce it to all the rest of our friends here in Australia.
Binanggit din ng konsul ang mga inisyatibo upang suportahan ang Philippine food exporters, makahikayat ng mas maraming Australian investors sa Pilipinas at mapalawak ang merkado ng mga Filipino food brands. Samantala, ibinahagi naman ng food writer at cookbook author na si Yasmin Newman kung paanong ang pagkain ay nagsisilbing tulay sa pagitan ng mga henerasyon. Sa kanyang talumpati, ikinuwento niya ang pagdudokumento ng recipe ng tortang talong at ipinaliwanag na ang mga recipe ay hindi lamang listahan ng sangkap at paraan ng pagluluto, kundi mga kwento rin ng pamilya, alaala at kultura.
When I finally returned home from that trip, we managed to publish that recipe for tortang talong on SBS, along with the story of the beating Filipino heart. While the Spanish introduced egg-based torta, we Filipinos made it our own with a native eggplant and that distinctive fire-aced flavor. The written word is intimate, it's detailed, it's stirring. In the narratives of our food, we see ourselves reflected and expanded. Almost every week, actually every week these days, I receive a message from someone around the world. They share how a recipe from the book or story has brought them closer to the Philippines, much like it did for me. A newlywed who's connected with the culture of her new family. A brother who's cooking with their sibling who's living in another part of the diaspora. Or a daughter who's found solace in the passing of her mother, being able to recreate the flavors she once prepared for her. This is the power of the written plate. As a recipe or in an article, in a book or online, it's carried fat through to thousands and its stories reverberate through the broader cultural consciousness. Today, I'm so delighted to see Filipino cookbooks lining shelves around the world and our food featuring in global media, but there are more stories to tell, be it your own, just for you or to shout out to the world to hear. I'm standing here today because tortang talong, tender eggplant encased in soft egg, its smoky flavor infused in each Moorish bite, deserves to be preserved, savored, and shared. And in writing it down, we ensure we are rooted and rising.
Ayon kay Lexi Viola Emmett, higit pa sa pagkain ang ipinakita ng Philo FOMO Fest. Para sa kanya, ang pagdiriwang ay sumasalamin sa patuloy na pagyabong ng kulturang Pilipino sa Australia na nakaugat sa mayamang pamana habang patuloy na umuunlad at nagkakaisa ang komunidad sa pamamagitan ng pagkain, mga kwento at kultura.
I was very particularly moved by all of our speakers' answers today because being a migrant myself, I moved to Australia about 10 years ago. I really crave the Filipino community and connection. So basically for me, what really stood out is the sense of community that was evident today. I mean, hindi tayo magkakakilala noon, pero after coming here and meeting everyone, I felt home. So, being a Filipino migrant, I really crave for that camaraderie and family feeling. And I'm really happy that all of us felt that today. Yeah, so good. Oh, yeah.
And with today's event, the Filipino FOMO, for the first time,
yes.
That bridging between cultures through our food.
I'm very excited because I think simula pa lang ito. So we really want to invite everyone to continue supporting the events of Philo FOMO Fest. There's more to come. Simula pa lang ito. And we really want to continue in promoting Filipino food and culture, not just to Filipinos, but to all of the cultures here around Australia. So thank you so much for coming, SBS, and to everyone who is here today.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.